from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Right now, Rich Paul's calling teams, don't take Bronny James. He's telling them, do not take him, okay? Saying, don't take him. If you take him, he's going to Australia. So he has a plan and he has a place.
But he's not telling the Lakers.
I don't know if he's telling one team.
Mark Tatum.
What we saw yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the most embarrassing things in the history of America.
I mean, come on.
And that was LeBron James' son getting drafted by the Lakers after they strong-armed the rest of the league. So that was Bob Myers yesterday saying that Rich Paul was calling around, telling teams in the second round, Hugh, don't you dare draft Bronny James for the Lakers. Otherwise, he's headed to Australia to play. Obviously, everyone listened. I'm not sure how much those teams cared because they probably weren't going to take him anyway, but he ends up on the Los Angeles Lakers. So the story that we've been tracking here as basketball fans for a while, it's come to fruition. Bronny James is officially going to play with his dad. Hugh, what do you think?
I don't have a problem with it, to be honest. I now understand why people are upset about it. But there's nothing. You talk about something that's more American. There's nothing more American than and putting your kids on third base when you have the position, or you in position to do it, and having them succeed.
A good old-fashioned nepotism.
A good batch of nepotism,
yeah,
really,
I'm,
is American.
I'm saying, listen.
It fits.
Was it Jerry Jones' son, Steven, his daughter? Hmm. Like, it happens. No disrespect, Jeffrey Lurie and his son, Julian.
No, that's a good one.
Like, you're supposed to, like dude, if I had the kind of power that LeBron James has, I would do the same thing. I don't think anybody that could do it wouldn't do it if they could.
So I think any father would want to do the best for their kids, right? Like, that's a very natural thing.
If it's deserving.
But here's my thing on this. The part is, I wonder, does Bronny want this or is he embarrassed? He didn't earn it. He did not earn it. And even if he did, like, the fact that they're calling teams and threatening them, don't draft him, to force him to the Lakers, it's like, if I was him, I'd feel awkward walking that locker room. I'm playing with Anthony Davis, my dad. I'm on the Lakers, and like, I didn't earn this.
But you know what? You know what's funny? I think that LeBron looks at it like this, and it's the first time that it's ever happened. I think the closest was Ken Griffey and his pops.
Yes,
to ever be.
But
in that
Ken was better. Like, Ken Griffey Jr. was better. Like, he was the first pick, and it kind of just happened.
But I think this is something that LeBron has dreamt about since his son was born. And to have the power, see, I look at it like this, to have the power to be in a position where you've worked as hard as you have your whole life and to be able to pull this off, I think that's the most fascinating thing about it. LeBron is not a made man. LeBron didn't come from money.
No, he did not, no.
He did not come from money.
He made himself.
He's a made man. And not only that, he brought his friends. Rich Paul is his friend that he played with in high school, that he brought with him to put him in position of power to be to make this move. J.J. Redick is in the position that he's in because LeBron James put him in that position. You see where I'm going with this? That's why I feel it's deeper than that. And so LeBron James was in position to strong-arm the Lakers into signing his son. That's a power move. And I and whether people like it or not, for him to come from where he's come from and to be able to pull that off, I just like, wow, that's phenomenal.
The embarrassing parties here are mostly the Lakers, and I'd feel embarrassed if I was Bronny. All I know is watching.
He didn't look happy at draft night, though. And no matter how people try to spin that, say, oh, he looked excited.
He didn't earn anything.
He didn't look excited.
He knows it. I mean, he knows.
Yeah. I mean, like, if not for this whole thing, he might not even be drafted to the NBA. And the thing that makes it the biggest disgrace is the whole threatening to play in Australia. First of all, like, you're not even good enough to be drafted in the NBA, let alone dictate where you're going to get drafted. It's a complete joke.
I mean, I imagine some of those GMs took the call from Rich Paul. I was like, all right, cool. Like, I wasn't going to draft him anyway.
Well, you know what? Like, the spiteful guy that I am, I take him anyway and say, go ahead, play in Australia then.
You know what's funny,
because
though?
Because you're spiteful. Yeah, I mean, it's petty.
You know what's still ironic with this is, too, to me, is normally you've lived vicariously through your kids, your children. It just feels like this was a dream that LeBron had, and we don't even know if it's his son's dream. I mean, to get drafted, that's a big deal, no question about that. But I think there's probably been pressure on him since he was born.
I'm sure.
You know what I mean? To play basketball, to go to college, not so much go to college, but to play basketball with his dad before he retires. And LeBron made it happen.
It's almost like his son is living vicariously through his dad.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a weird. It's not the dynamic that you think it would be, but yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, it's.
But to pull it off, it's though, wild. Man, that is crazy.
Yeah, and they did. I mean, the LeBron runs the Lakers. I mean, that is obvious what is going on there with the coach, with Redick, and now with them drafting his son. So that was the big story yesterday, the second round of the NBA draft. Any updates here? Do we have any updates? So the NBA free agency starts on Sunday evening, midnight into Monday. Any updates on the Sixers? What's cooking there?
Do you want to hear some audio of what's going on with the Sixers?
I would love to. Okay. Sounds promising. So we've got zilch.
We got time.
Oh, no, we have something. We have.
No, that's what I'm saying. We got time.
Yeah, but Sunday night's going to be here quick.
No, that's what I'm saying. You asked, what do we have? And I'm telling you, we have time.
I actually did see one thing this morning that was semi-interesting, that the Sixers and Nuggets, two teams that have interest in Klay Thompson. Hugh, I used to love Klay Thompson. I thought
I already know how you feel.
I thought he was an underrated part of the, you know, the Warriors thing became Steph, right? And Draymond got headlines. I thought Klay was a huge part of how great they were. He was
Agreed.
A perfect
the
number
Splash
two.
Brothers.
Yeah. And if he wasn't with Steph all those years, he'd be talked about as one of the greatest shooters ever. He just happened to play next to the greatest shooter ever. Here's my issue with Klay. He's been hurt a lot. He's declined a lot. And I would take him here if it was on a small deal. But if they go out and pay Klay Thompson $30 million a year, he's not that player
gonna be
anymore.
A problem. Yeah. 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 The word that you like to use when you talk about that is he's cooked. Look cooked.
Compared to what he used to be? Yeah. He's totally cooked. I mean, again, I would take him if he's like the second or third piece they sign, and it's a smaller thing, but I have a feeling he still wants to make a lot of money. So that name is out there. Certainly, I mean, he comes with great pedigree, and he's been a great shooter. He just doesn't move after all these injuries like he used to. So crickets and a Klay Thompson rumor. I'm sure Monday we'll react to whatever happens to the Sixers this weekend and on Monday. 215-592-9494. On a uniquely American day. Especially last night in our country. We go to Robert next in Germantown. Hey, Robert.
Robert.
Guys, how's it going? Beautiful day out there.
It is, Robert. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm good. Enjoying your show on and off. People bother me, so you have to come back and call Kyle. I knew athletes growing up. I was one, too, who were deeply superstitious. They would do the weirdest things, like not change their jock strap forever because it was their lucky jock strap. It got that crazy. You know it did, right? You?
Superstitions.
We definitely agree. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the people had their favorite hockey stick, the way they taped it. They wear the same shirt like all season long. You know, sometimes it got kind of gross and disgusting, but people were into that the jinx thing. They believed it. It was real.
So do you believe in jinxes? You think that stuff's real?
There are things I can't explain in life, Joe. I could tell you stories. Well, I'll give you a quick example.
Sounds like yes.
My Uncle Rudy walked into a room, and he looked at a rose and the table in front of his wife, who was very much alive, and he said, "Hello, how are you?" At the very moment, the rose literally just fell off the thing, and she died. A lot of episodes like that.
Yeah, well, that's certainly one that'll get to you, and you'll remember that kind of story forever. That's a big one.
Yeah, so I believe in jinx. I believe in streaks. I've been part of them. I've been that guy who was, you know, able to hit the three all day long, and the next thing I know, for whatever dumb reason, I can't hit a barn. Same thing in hockey, you know, all of a sudden you go through streaks, and athletes know that, and they're deeply suspicious, at least the ones I was around. You know, they would wear funny things and jewelry and sheep's things. And, you know, what were some of the weird things you saw as an athlete growing up?
I had to take a shower, and I would put, like, before a game, I would put on cologne, like I was going out somewhere.
So you wanted to, like, feel good.
I wanted to smell good. Yeah. And feel. I'm going to play football, and I just wanted to feel good, and I would always wear a cross. I remember one time I forgot my cross somewhere, and my wife, she bought one real quick, and she sent it to the hotel.
Just so you'd have it.
Just so I would have one. Yeah, I never forget that, because I was real superstitious. I always wore a cross. So she bought me one and sent it to the hotel.
So I can see the offensive guard saying, "Hey, Douglas, you're smelling like lavender today."
Yeah, I just smell good out there. Now, that's one thing I did do.
I can't imagine
good.
Most players did smell good out there.
No, but I would put on cologne. Like, dude, I would do the whole thing. I would put cologne on and everything.
Yeah. That's what we're talking about, guys. I mean, what's that baseball movie where he was doing voodoo and
Major League, you know? Major League. Jabu was the bat, right?
Right. He was doing that stuff with the dead chickens and stuff. This is a real thing. You know, believe it or not, people believe this stuff, and it matters.
Definitely.
So, Robert, you worried about this team?
Kyle's camp. I'm cautiously optimistic. My thing as a former player and coach is the guys were paying the big bucks too. When this happens, they got to step it up. Castellanos and everyone else. This is their time to rise up. They got to do that. You have to have the backs of your teammates. You know that. I know that. Any one of us who played. You got to step up for your guys. That's what the meaning of team is.
Well, that's true. And they have $400 million in Turner and Castellanos. They got to hit well with these guys out.
They got to step it up.
Yeah. All right, Robert, what's something uniquely American we should check out and do?
Knoebels Amusement Park, Northwest Pennsylvania. Classic.
I've been to Knoebels.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just this wonderful place, right? It's great.
I've never been there.
Right, you?
Where is it?
It's like up the mountains. Near,
okay.
Yeah, it's in the mountains. It's in cold country. It's a family-run thing. It's probably one of the best amusement parks I've ever been to. It's not as slick as Hershey's or all those kind of places. It's really family-friendly. The food's great. People should check it out. I took my kids. There's a lot of shade, unusual for amusement parks, usually on the sun.
Well, I'll take that because I don't want to burn. Robert, I like it. Good one, man. We appreciate your phone call. All right, so we're still awaiting the news here on Schwarber and Harper. Do we think the longer the news takes to come out, the more concerning we are? Why haven't we found out anything yet?
It is 1 o'clock.
It's 1 o'clock. Yeah. 1:11.
Yeah, I'm starting to freak out.
All right. So I
I was looking at the clock. I was about to say I was like, yeah, it is 1 o'clock, and he probably had an MRI about 9 o'clock this morning. They're probably just looking at exploring the options.
Here's my guess. No news.
I don't like
on
hearing that either.
No news on Schwarber. Yeah, I think no news on Schwarber actually means good news. It means he's probably just day to day, and they don't have to tell us anything, right? He came out with a precaution. If there's nothing to tell, there's nothing to tell on Schwarber. He's either going to be okay or he's not for the next few days. The Harper thing, because that one is obvious that we're waiting on results of an MRI. He's hurt. How hurt? Why haven't we found out, hey, it's a grade one, or hey, it's you know, whatever.
There's two words I'm dreading hearing.
What do you got?
Second opinion.
Yeah.
For Harp?
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? All this speculation has been brought to you by the Jug Handle Inn. Always good times, great food, and award-winning wings at the Jug Handle Inn.
You don't need a second opinion on the Jug Handle Inn.
No,
they're darn good.
They got some really good wings over there.
I thought about it. It's sponsored by speculation.
It's sponsored by speculation.
You know what? We gotta be
creative with these reads, Kyle.
Sponsor for Hugh Speculation. I think one company wants to be associated with reckless speculation of things.
That's even better, reckless speculation.
Well, most of the speculation we throw out there is pretty darn reckless. All right, Mark in South Jersey. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's going
good,
on,
Mark. Man? What are you thinking?
Well, I'm not in panic mode yet, and for a couple of reasons that you guys mentioned. Obviously, we have a very deep roster. If this was a Klintak error and I was worried about our farm system, I would say yes. But I feel that Dombrowski and you know, Middleton and all them have done a good job kind of stacking up our farm system to bring guys in just for things like this. On the same time, you know, they're talking about, well, are we jinxing it because we're telling Harper to give us 100% on every play? Well, I'm 45 years old. I come from a time where everybody gave 100% on every play. I want you to run out every play. You know, Jimmy was benched for not running the first. You know, you got to give 100%. And if you get hurt, you get hurt. You can't let that bother you. You can't let that worry you. You can't let that dictate your decisions on the field. So, I think I'm definitely, obviously, Cody Clemens is going to be coming up. I would not be opposed to Derek Hall. I think you leave Rojas down there for a few more weeks. I think he's doing good, and he needs to build some habits and some consistency, and he needs to work on what he's doing down there. It's working pretty well, but you can't bring him back up for this.
I agree, Mark. And even if he comes up, like, you're not thinking offense with him. At least Clemens and maybe Hall. Like, you know, if they get hot up here, like, they have power, right? They could provide some of the offense you're going to miss with Bryson, with Schwarber. Even if Rojas comes back, like, he's not going to replicate the kind of hitters that Bryson and Schwarber are. Not even close.
No, I think top of the lineup, I think, you know, Stott and Marsh are both considerations with Turner and Bohm and Clemens. And obviously Castellanos, and don't forget, I think we're in, what, week three now of JT? Week two and a half, about to go into week three, so we should be hearing something about that soon. We should hear some rumblings about him coming back. So, you know, that's going to be a big part of it. And then they were talking about it earlier, because I've been listening to it, about Castellanos. Listen, he hit 29 home runs last year, right? He does have the ability to – he was an all-star. He does have the ability to go on stretches. He's hitting the ball hard now. He's doing some things, so maybe this is a stretch where he picks it up. So I have confidence in that. For my summertime thing you guys were talking about, horseshoes.
Horseshoes.
That's old school.
It is old school. I like that one.
Man. I like that.
It's fun. You drink in your hand some horseshoes. Mark, good one there. His point on JT, 2 weeks ago was the surgery, I believe. I think he had the surgery on June 14th, which was exactly 2 weeks ago. I mean, he did say, remember, he was around the team the next week. He had, like, a bandage on his knee. He did say he thought 3 weeks. So
he about that time. Then,
that's
right?
A week from now. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are 2 weeks. I guess we are, what, one? And then, we're about 2 weeks from the All-Star break.
Mm-hmm.
I still think it makes the most sense just to wait through the All-Star break for JT, give him that extra week.
Yeah, give him a little time to get healthier.
But I'm going to throw a hypothetical at you. Would you guys take it? Like a best case, worst case kind of thing. Would you feel good if I told you whatever comes out today, the first day after the All-Star break, which would be July 19th, JT, Bryce, and Schwarber all back in the lineup? Would you sign up for that right now? July 19th.
You say the first day after the All-Star break?
First day after the All-Star break. And I'm not telling you who the timeline for any of them, just in general. Like, I just say to you, you got to say a yes or no to this hypothetical right now. You don't know what's going to happen before then, but I can guarantee you July 19th, first game after the All-Star break, they're all back. Would you take it? I would take that.
I would throw a party.
I would take that.
That sounds about right, yeah.
I think that feels like a really best case. That means that I have to get through 15 games really shorthanded.
So doable.
Get through the All-Star break.
Now, you talk about reckless speculation. That's a hell of a – that's pie in the sky for real.
All right, well, then let me move the timeline back. See if you still take this. Would you take August 1st with them all back?
See what you do, Hugh?
No, I'm just saying, like, realistically, man.
And then August 1st.
Realistically, that it might be a little bit longer. And you're talking about JT. I know he's had this before. Like, the July thing is kind of close. To me, that feels kind of close for him, mm-hmm. especially. And with Bryce as well. I'm thinking out of those three, to be honest, the only one that would probably – be back around that time. I'll give Kyle that because the groin, there's certain things you could do to kind of, if it's not bad, that you can kind of compensate for the groin injury.
And it seemed like more precautionary than because we didn't even see him limp around the field or anything.
Yeah, it's different when you have like a potential hamstring. So yeah, I would say both of those, to be totally honest, and I hate to be that guy, but to be totally honest, that's really optimistic.
Well, here's a good thing, no matter if it's July 19th or it's August 1st and they're all back together and maybe the whole lineup's whole again. it's still a long runway until October, right? They have plenty of time to get their timing back and to feel right. You know, if today's date was August 28th,
then that's a different conversation.
Oh, I'd be terrified.
Yeah, that's a different conversation.
What was the date that Harper came back in 22?
Like, it was like the last few days of August, 27, 28.
And he was brutal in September.
Brutal.
And then it's like the playoffs came around and it was like a flip switched.
To your point, I remember doing a show the night before the playoffs started, like, who do you trust, who do you not, like, in terms of the players. And a lot of people said they didn't trust the way Harp was hitting. And obviously, 2 weeks later, he's got Bedlam at the bank, so he got hot at the right time. But yeah, you need your timing back. Hopefully, they're all back soon enough to get their timing. Lou in Mount Laurel. Hey, Lou.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are
you? Hey, Lou, what's up?
Hey, quick question. I'm going to deviate a little. Hugh, if you're saying Batman is not a superhero because of the money, then in that same breath, are you saying Iron Man isn't a superhero because he only has his...
Correct.
Iron Man's a superhero?
No, he's not.
What is he?
He's a tryhard with a lot of money. Okay. Put it like this. I'm going to ask both of you guys this question. If neither one of them were billionaires or geniuses, would they be able to do some of the things that they were doing?
No, but they are.
But you can say that. No, for but every
that's what I'm saying. But no, you can't. You can't say that. Bruce Banner is gamma radiation made him the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, but Thor, if he didn't have the gamma rays, he wouldn't be the Hulk.
Spider-Man still works a job, and he's a superhero.
Yeah, but
what are you talking about?
Spider-Man's so lame.
Spider-Man is not lame.
Spider-Man is awesome.
Nah, Spider-Man is not lame.
It's kind of lame.
The money is what makes both of those guys superheroes.
But their money's not going to disappear. They have their money.
No, but I'm saying if you take the money away, then you take away their superpowers.
It's like saying that the quarterback without this coach isn't that any good, but he has the coach.
It's not the same.
I mean, it is.
Guys, and Hugh, I could not agree with you more when you said you don't share, especially when it comes in terms of food. I cannot stand when people ask to have a piece of something you ordered. If you want it, you order it.
Yeah, listen, it's, and I understand that there are guys out there that feel like, it's a bonding ceremony type thing. No, we're bonding because, I'm paying for the meal, so you order what you want, and I order what I want, and we'll have
a
great time.
Amen. Guys, do you think with the Harper injury, you got two potential moves, do you think the Pete Alonso stuff comes back up if Harper's out for an extended period of time?
I think it's a conversation to be had. What do you think, Joe?
Yeah, it could. The only issue now, Lou, is like he's coming off a hamstring. So like, just use the Alonso example you brought up. If they brought in Alonso, he's a first baseman. So to make it work, eventually when everyone's healthy, Bryce would have to play the outfield, and that feels more complicated. Him coming off an injury to his hamstring to play the outfield. So I get it, and I want a big bat, but I think it kind of complicates it because, like, if it was an injury like Mookie Betts, right, he broke his hand. That's just like, it's a bone. It wasn't because he's not going to re-injure it anyway once it's healed. That's a little different. This makes it a little more complicated, I think.
And with you have a couple starting pitchers going down, Taijuan Walker can stay on the injury reserve for the rest of the year for all I'm concerned. Do you go and kick the tires at this point on Trevor Bauer? You have nothing to lose.
No.
This comes up, I would say, Lou, once. Well,
because he's a super freak. Super freak, man.
Lou, I can't pretend to know every detail. But I know he did an interview up in New York about 6 months ago as he was trying to kind of change the PR about him. All I know is my theory is there's more to it than we know because 30 teams could always use another pitcher. We know he's a talented pitcher. I just feel like there's more than we get. Otherwise, he'd be in the big league somewhere.
He's a super freak,
but do you think the fact you have a Schwarber and you have a Castellanos and a Harper to kind of keep him in check? That
keep him in check from what? Being a freak? How are they going to keep him in check from being a freak when they're going to be at home with their families? You know what's funny? You know what's funny? Like, it's not funny, but that Bauer story is that there were a lot of people in the clubhouse when he was with the Dodgers. The wives didn't want him there. The wives didn't want him around the other guys.
Yeah.
Super freak. Lou, it's one of the weirder ones because it's weird. It is weird to have someone who's obviously legally cleared, like he's not in prison or anything, and as good as he used to be, that no one will touch.
And he was a little bit of a Richard too, like that didn't help his situation.
Absolutely, he was. But I mean,
You can't be a super freak and a Richard too. You can't be two things. That's a lot.
Maybe he's matured, Hugh. I don't know, but I have something very American.
Go ahead.
And I think it's un-American when you don't appreciate this. I'm going with an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Man, that's a good one, Lou. Good stuff.
There's a lot of, like, and this is another thing. This is probably why I'm single. Like, most women don't like eating at buffets. Because, and I understand, because, like, the Golden Corral, the Chocolate Waterfall, I don't fool with the Chocolate Waterfall.
Why?
Because kids like to put their hands in the Chocolate Waterfall.
I get that.
But as far as buffet-style eating, I'm all for that. Like, I would go to the Golden Corral and just have at it when it was before COVID. Because I think after COVID, people started to get a little skeeved out. And I think
buffets took a hit.
They took a big hit. But, yeah, I was all for the buffet style. But most women, they don't like that. They don't like the buffet style.
Well, if you don't want to share, invite someone to go to the Golden Corral.
If we go to buffet, hey, babe.
That's what I'm saying. That seems like a good out for you to be able to share your food and be cool with it.
Because I'm going to eat as much as I want.
You like what I had? Go up and get it.
Yeah,
it's right there.
It's right there.
I think you could use that tactic.
You know what? I would be a gentleman. I go get it for.
Oh, it's even better.
I do that. But you can't. It'll be on your plate.
I think you figured out the workaround to the sharing thing.
I tried to. But like I said, most women don't like to eat that buffet.
Try this, didn't work.
Yeah. Remember in Ponderosa back in the day, Ponderosa used to have a buffet?
Man, I haven't thought about Ponderosa in a long time.
Boy, yeah, they probably went the way of the dinosaur too.
Do you think there's a single Ponderosa still open?
Probably somewhere. Like there's a few places that have buffets. As a matter of fact, I was reading something. If I'm not mistaken, it's a pizza joint. I think it's Pizza Hut bringing back a buffet. Somebody's bringing back a buffet.
From what I can tell, there's about 20 Ponderosas still open in the country.
20?
Yeah.
And none of them in Pennsylvania?
No. I found one.
I've never even heard of this.
You never heard of Ponderosa?
No.
Oh, come on.
Man, Ponderosa, I was a big Pizza Hut guy when I was a kid.
Pizza buffet's clutch.
Ponderosa.
I just ate the breadsticks.
Was the spot to take your date to before Red Lobster. It was like red. Like, if you were balling if you took your date to Ponderosa.
Is it a seafood place?
Or Red Lobster. No, it was a steak joint.
I found one in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, 2 hours and 45 minutes away.
I was about to say, that sounds far.
No, this sounds like a chill road trip, Ponderosa.
That sounds far. Don't threaten me with a good time.
Away we go. All right, 215-592-9494. When we get back, are the robots taking over, and should we be okay with it? That plus the final decision, should I take it back? Am I going to take back the take? The NL East is over. We'll decide next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Since you're a swimming fan, let's head right to the pool. Team USA secured a stunning victory in the men's 4x100-meter medley relay, smashing the world record. Over at the diving venue, Krista Palmer showcased resilience and skill, overcoming past knee surgeries to qualify for the women's springboard final. Meanwhile, a tough break for Canada's Pamela Ware as a failed final dive scored zero, ending her bid for the final. Check out these highlights from yesterday's action.
Ah, the great voice there, Hugh. We all know it. I mean, that's a classic voice. The voice of Al Michaels talking about the Olympics coming up in late July.
Clear and concise.
The only thing is that's not actually Al Michaels.
Didn't make one mistake.
Except the issue is that's not actually Al Michaels. You know what that was? Do you know what we just heard there? That was AI Al Michaels. So I'm not kidding. That's artificial intelligence Al Michaels. So yeah, hit that alarm. We should all be freaking out about this AI stuff. So with this, we got this story the other day. So Al Michaels, I guess they recorded him speaking so they can get the cadence of his voice, they get the sound of his voice, but that's not actually him reading that stuff. They're able to take Al Michaels' voice, which that is, and just plug in words. So they guess they could just make Al Michaels say anything. So you're gonna be able to listen to, I guess, or I don't know, watch it, but you can listen to it. There's going to be daily Olympic recaps spoken by AI Al Michaels once the Olympics start. What do we think about this? Where are we on AI right now?
I look at it like this. If I'm Al Michaels, is my check going to be the same? Because I think in order, like, he had to sign off on this.
Oh, yeah.
And there, like, let's be honest. There were some people that kind of complained about the Al Michaels that we got in playoff games and that he doesn't have his fastball anymore. It happens to everybody, man. But he is still one of the iconic voices. He's one of those voices that when you turn on the television and certain big events that are going on, he's the voice that makes people comfortable. And they know that. That's why they're doing it. And if I'm out, if they give me an op, if they're using my voice and I'm still getting paid, I guess I would be okay.
Okay,
with it.
So let's find the line here, okay? Because I thought about this, not just, you know, I mean, broadcasting, but anything, right? How much less would you take to be able to sit at home and not work, but it's still your voice? Like, so, all right. Like, if they, down the line one day, if WIP says, Hugh, you know what? We'll pay you half.
Half? Oh, hell
but wait,
no.
Wait. Oh, hold on. Let me finish. You don't have
to. You ain't got to finish.
No, let me finish.
Half?
You get half. You never have to come to work again. We have your voice on record. We'll just type in your takes with Joe. And it'll be an AI version of Hugh Douglas. You get half, and you never have to come and show up again.
But see, I think the beauty of the show that we do, Joe, is the spontaneity and the fact that we shift gears.
Yeah, right.
Like,
I know.
Right, like in the middle of something.
Is this your pitch to them not to make us AI hosts?
You can't do it. It wouldn't be the same thing. Like if we didn't come in here and do this show and just had somebody type in what we say, it would not be the same show.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
They could make us sound smarter.
Yeah. What, do we really want to sound smarter?
Is that what we really want to do? I can't even get it out now.
You want to change Julio's takes? Put an AI in there.
No, well, I'm just saying.
Is that what we really want? We're trending towards something like this, aren't we?
No, not us. I think.
Maybe not us, but in general, they're trending towards AI takes over, and we got to deal with it.
Well, I think AI is good for certain things because there's a page that I have where they have made like different songs that are popular, but they made them in like 70 versions and all this other stuff, and they've made AI moves in different versions. I think that's the entertaining part about it. But like live local radio and what we do and the spontaneity that we have, you can't duplicate that. With a computer.
Kyle, 50% of your salary, you never have to show up again. AI takes over.
I would need more than 50%.
Okay. Yeah. But you, there's a line where you're like, ah.
Well, so like if I were Al Michaels and I were already like a, you know, a gajillionaire and it was,
Made
and
man.
You were just shaving off, yeah, like that, then I'd be like, I can retire early.
Fine.
I thought about that.
But like, I need, like I'm not at a stage in my life where I can afford to take 50% off my salary. So
I get it. I'm just saying, like, when I get to be 60, I'll leave five years early to get the AI money. I mean, we're 60, heading here anyway.
You're still a young man at 60. I'm only saying that because I'm not that far from 60.
You keep telling yourself that.
Who at WIP most needs, like, an AI-generated version of themselves?
See, why you ask that question?
What do you mean? Like, they need help or they need, like, to take some time? Like, what do you mean by it?
Yeah, because this is
you go anywhere you want with it.
You mean who needs help in like with their takes or something?
No. Well, maybe just for like somebody that maybe could use a break or.
I can't speak for who needs a break. I would enjoy an
way to keep it PC.
I would enjoy listening to the takes of an AI.
Way to be Switzerland.
AI Howard would be funny.
AI Howard.
Balls get sweaty.
Get an AI Jolly.
That is funny. Is that AI generated or did he actually do that?
Wait, that's Jolly? Is that because I beat him in the debate yesterday? Is that his reaction?
That was a live check-in at Jolly after you beat him in the debate.
Well, I mean, we're at the point now, we have enough John Johnson noises from the overnight, we can create an AI version of that.
Too funny. Too funny. I mean, I think there's a place
that hurts.
For AI.
That pierces the ears, the Jolly one. Man.
I think there's a place for AI, especially when, I was listening the other day. I was listening to Isaac Hayes, one of his old songs. Like, to have, a newer version of an Isaac Hayes sung song or something like that, that would probably be kind of cool, even though he's gone. Or maybe a Michael Jackson singing a song or whatever. Something like that, I think it could be interesting.
There is something dangerous about this, though. If we do this, like, with the most popular, like, Al Michaels, right? You know who never gets an opportunity to broadcast the Olympics? The next broadcaster. Everyone, like you said, he's comforting. We know his voice. So instead of giving, I don't know who the next person up is. Like, I don't know who the 35-year-old that's ready to be, like, the new Al Michaels. But that guy or that woman doesn't get their chance because we're just regurgitating AI Al Michaels.
Yeah, but we're in a position right now at a point where people like what they like because they feel comfortable listening to it. Perfect example. I like listening to L.A. and Scott when I'm driving.
Yeah.
Listening to the game. No disrespect to the other guy that fills in every now and then.
Oh, Kevin Stocker.
Kevin, but when you go off on these tangents and tell all these different stories that I might not want to hear about, it's different. I like the fact that LA is a double dutch champion. When I say double dutch, I mean he gets in, he says what he has to say, he gets out. I'm kind of used to that.
Yeah,
these clowns.
Yeah, yeah. Like, there's something comforting.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's something different because, and again, I'm not taking any shots at it because he does a hell of a job. But sometimes when I'm riding and he goes off on the tangent, I'm like, damn. I don't need to know all that.
You just don't like long talking.
Sometimes, ADD. You're right. I don't. And again, if he's listening to Stock, I'm not making. You do a great job, man. But sometimes my attention span, I need to know what's going on.
I mean, AI could get rid of long talking. I mean, you think about
talking. I have a new long talking button, by the way. And we got it yesterday.
We got a new long talking button.
Let me get it.
Because somebody, you know what's funny? The other day I was walking to somebody and said, yeah, you kind of checked out that day when that lady was talking. I was like, I didn't mean to. It's just, it
long
just
talking.
Happened. It was just the long talking. It just gets me sometimes.
So when people start long talking, do I do this? Or do I go with?
I captured America's attention.
Oh, sorry. No, I meant this one.
You can do that one.
That one's.
What context was Jolly literally screaming like that for? That was on the radio? That aired on WIP?
He was trying to wake people up, man. That's what that was.
I think that's a way to get people to turn the radio off,
It's called screaming, parentheses, for a long time.
Oh, my God. That's awful. Kind of sounds like John Johnson in the beginning, but then it doesn't anymore. Yeah, it's like the beginning. Must be something about those.
That sound like the John Johnson one. Sounds like if the Bluetooth chicken kick in at the wrong place.
Yeah, that one. Yeah,
it's like, oh, the Bluetooth kicked in. Wait,
took it early. Thought it would hold off.
Yeah,
it didn't.
Yeah.
Crazy. Oh my goodness! All right, 10 minutes from now, final decision. Should I take back the take that the NL East is over? Let's go to Richard in Lansdale, who's got a lot to say here. What's up, Richard?
I moved.
Where are you?
I live in Devon, PA.
Okay. Are you by the pool?
Yeah, there's no way we're changing it to Richard in Devon. This is not happening.
Hey, you. Yes. You and Joe, I want to invite you to the pool.
Oh, I'm in.
What about me?
No, Kyle, you got to stay and run the show.
We're going to do the show live,
from Richard's pool. Okay.
I'm not getting in the pool.
Hey, you, I got corned beef specials.
I'll do the corned beef specials, but to be honest, if I'm by the pool, I want to know what the drinks were being served.
You got drinks, Richard?
Yeah, I got the drinks.
Sex on the beach.
That you see, Richard just made it weird. You just made it weird, Richard. You just made it weird.
Iced tea.
It's okay to be different, but not different and weird.
He said iced tea. We all walked into that one.
Iced tea with seven liquors.
That sounds like a Long Island. Long Island iced tea.
You have that.
See, I'm not a mixed drink connoisseur. If I'm drinking liquor, I'm drinking it's either gin, not gin. That's old school. Vodka or bourbon.
Hey, you, let me ask you a question.
What's up? You can ask me what you want. What you want to know?
Are you still living out of a hotel?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Why don't you move up here? It's beautiful.
Move to Devon.
You know what? I'm trying to listen. There were some things that happened that were out of my control. I'm working on that. And the fact I got comfortable. But I plan on being out of this hotel soon.
Why are you lying, everybody?
you got to set your roots down.
I know, yeah, man, I am. I'm going to get out soon. I got kind of comfortable, though.
We know. We all know this.
No, you know. And you know what it is? If I had a significant other, I'd have been out of that hotel because they wouldn't have stood for it. But, I mean, the room service, the fact that I'm in the city. I mean,
you could walk to work if an issue happens.
Well, hell, I had to walk to work today. It was not, you know, of my doing. But, I mean, you know, sometimes you just got to adjust.
You.
Adjusted pretty good.
Were you at the Gurks and Horsham last night?
Was I? Yeah, I was.
No, we were in Lionville. Horsham.
We was in Lion. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, I missed you. I wanted to come over.
Oh, well, next time, Richard. Next time we're out, you come out, and we'll have a Long Island or whatever drink you want to have. We'll have it together.
I tell you what, though. I will say this about McGurk's. Like, shout out to the moms out there that
Richard,
came out to the
you.
Thing yesterday.
Appreciate the call.
Like the moms that I took the picture with.
Yeah,
man,
they wanted to take pictures with
me.
Man,
I tell you what.
You know, we didn't tell everyone. You know, we met someone, Kyle, yesterday. A listener. He came up on a break that played football in college against Hugh.
Really?
And he said it was like, you know, he was the way he described it. If you tell me if I'm wrong, he described himself as like he wasn't one of their great players, but like he made
he
the
said
team.
He was a kicker, a long snapper.
Yeah, but like he knew the whole week before they talked about like they had to stop Hugh Douglas. He was like,
you talk about
like,
in college.
So this dude was a kicker. Did he have any idea that Hugh had zero respect for him and what he did whatsoever?
No, I didn't want to break the guy's heart. I mean, I didn't want to tell him that yesterday. He was a nice guy. I mean, Hugh, it's only from here, 50 minutes right now to get to where Richard lives. I mean,
that's about as far as it is from here to McGurk's.
I mean, you could live there. I mean, no, neighbors with Richard.
Let me tell you, like, I like going to McGurk's because it's a great time. But to get from where we are to where we're going, that's not a straight shot. I mean, nothing's a straight shot, obviously. But in order to get in position to make it there on a regular basis, that's kind of tough.
Yeah, but you get to be neighbors with Richard.
Yeah, that'd be fun. And, you know, we could drink Long Island iced teas all the time and hang out at the pool.
Sex on the beach.
Yeah, I was trying to leave that part out.
I'd avoid that one.
Trying to leave that part out.
Big V and Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Yo, man. What's going on?
What's going on?
What's up, Big V?
Beach, Long Island iced teas, a huge pool. You know he got, like, one of those inflatables. You can only get, like, one person in it.
Two, but it's a tough squeeze.
The inflatable pool, like you're talking about the, like, not the above ground pools or something like that. You know, people like those nowadays. And they build whole decks around pools like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a support group for cheap people. But
boy, I tell you. Everybody, you ain't right for that one, man.
I know. But listen, let's get down to business. First of all, don't take it back, okay? Because, you know, jinx are only for people who believe in that stuff. The actual true definition of it is called irony. Look it up. It says God has a sense of humor.
Well, you know what? If he does, last night he tried to have one on me because I said this division was over for 20 minutes yesterday.
Wasn't
and
that funny,
boom.
God?
Well, no, it wasn't funny. No, we got to have better jokes next time.
But the division is not over. The one thing about the Phillies that you can rely on is that we've got a depth of talent that can come in there, knock the ball out of the park, field it in, you know, do the job, get these guys some rest and time. You know, we got the All-Star coming up. Give them a little more time to rest and refresh because, you know, the Phillies, that's when they really start heating up after the All-Star series. So we're looking good.
They'll be okay. And the pitch, big deal. Look, as long as they have this pitching staff, Sanchez goes tonight, they're going to be in almost every game and probably, you know, have a good chance to win a lot of these games. Big V, what are you thinking here? Something uniquely American we should try?
Spelunking.
What?
Spelunking.
Oh, spelunking.
Yes. Meaning caves?
Yeah, cave diving.
Yes.
Oh, man.
No, that sounds fun.
Hey, yeah, you'll go by your damn self. You get to see the real ones.
No, I'm not doing that.
You afraid of bats?
No, I'm not. Look at my big ass, Joe. You think I'm going to be somewhere spelunking with a piece of rope between my legs hoping for the best? Hells no. Hells no. You did that on purpose. He called and said things that black people won't do, and he picked spelunking because he knew I wasn't going to do it.
That could be a try day.
That's what it was.
As long as you lead the discussion, that could be a try day next week.
There ain't nobody doing that, man. Spelunking.
Big V, it's good.
Hey, you, I got a question for you.
What you got, man?
Okay, if because of their money that they're in the superhero class, what does that do for Black Panther? He's the richest superhero out.
But you know what? He took the fruit that gave him the powers of the Black Panther. So he is a superhero.
But Spider-Man got bit by a radioactive spider.
And he's a superhero as well.
Yeah, but you know, as he take the juice to get the power, they can also give.
But
the
but see, and it's not only that Black Panther has; it's the vibranium too, because it's specific to Wakanda. So I see where you guys are going, because somebody just hit me up on Twitter and said that Batman and Iron Man are superheroes because of their heroic deeds.
That's
so
darn right.
If that's the case, then every person that has fought in any war is considered a superhero in my eyes, if we're looking at it like that.
Why not?
I mean, that's cool. But
they don't have movies.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But, I mean, shout out to all the people that serve.
Hey, well, thank you. I served. I appreciate
it. Well, thank
that.
You,
so
Big V.
So, Big V, you're a superhero then.
I'm putting you on the list. Yeah, Big V's a superhero.
Well, not according to my wife.
Well, we can't control that, Big V. But in our world, you are. Big V, good weekend, man. Have a great weekend. You ever take a step back sometimes and just listen to the like ridiculous conversations we have on this show?
I have every day.
It's like we're so into the conversation, I'm not really like thinking about what we're talking about. And then I'm like,
What the hell are we talking about?
We're really breaking down the superhero thing here for 2 days.
No, you know what's funny? I can just imagine when, you know, like, because you know everybody's vetted. Mm-hmm. When Rob was vetting me to just figure out where I was coming here, I wondered, did he know that he was going to get all this? Like, you know, seriously, I wondered, did he, you think he kind of knew?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he knew what he was getting himself into when he came here.
But I'm just saying. Listen, this comic book thing, man, I get everybody has a different perspective on it, but no, a superhero, man, is like, no. They're just a bunch of dudes with a bunch of money.
Yeah, we see this differently, but that's all right. We can agree to disagree. Our Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Are the moment of truth is here, and it's time to take everything into consideration here. All right, so Joe Giglio rescind the NL East is overtake. That was the poll question.
Yes.
We put it out to you guys on the phone lines today, and I've taken all this into consideration. I've thought about my behavior yesterday in my debate with Jolly. I was adamant the NL East is over. In fact, I was adamant 3 weeks ago the NL East
garbage.
Is over. Jolly thought my take was garbage. He reiterated that multiple times. Took some shots. I mean, that's all right. I love Jolly. He's a teammate here. And I saw what happened last night. I immediately knew that today would be a day to blame me. I'm sure Spike's going to take a lot of blame for asking, you know, Bryce Harper to run hard, and then he gets hurt. So, you know, sometimes you got to take your medicine. And today's been a lot of that. And a lot of you have said, yeah, Joe, you should take this back. Now, a lot of people have also said, no, stand on your business. You believed it, stick with it.
Yes.
76% of our Twitter poll today said yes. I should take it back. So I've thought about this now for the better part of what it's been 3.5 hours or so since we started.
Don't let me down.
Jim. And I've gone. I don't want to lie. I was going to say I've gone back and forth. I haven't. I've thought about it, but I have not even given it much thought.
That's
to
what
go
I'm talking
the other
about.
Way.
That's what I'm talking
because
about.
Because the take is the take. I stand on what I said 3 weeks ago. I stand on what I said and beat Jolly in a debate yesterday. And I still believe the NL East, even with the uncertainty around Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber, is over. The Phillies are going to win the division, and I'm not taking it back just because you guys believe in jinxes. Well, I'm sorry.
I'm okay with that.
I'm not taking it back. Now, a month from now, if they're only up one, we can revisit this conversation. No, they'll be fine. I'm not taking.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.